Temperature up to about 73. Windy later on today and tonight. Wind gusting as high as 30, 35 miles per hour. Risk of a shower later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow, a significant severe weather risk, level 3 on a 5 scale, with widespread damaging wind gusts possible in some of the storms. Embedded tornadoes are possible. A few strong tornadoes can't be ruled out. For most of us, the primary threat hours begin around noon and continue through, let's say, early evening. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your area, plus a lot more, our interactive radar and live streaming. Tomorrow's high 76 from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A North Carolina charity has given a big donation to the family of the late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Shield Republic's Hold the Line charity raised and donated over $4,200 to the Williams family. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley briefed Mayor Reed's transition team on the challenges facing the department. He says most years they're losing more officers than they hire, and that his number one need is manpower. Finley says pay is a common reason officers leave the department. And a new charter school could be coming to Montgomery. Life Academy presented its proposal to the Montgomery County Board of Education last night. We expect the board will vote on the startup charter school at a special called meeting January 14th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. 71 degrees outside. Stock market is down 49 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy TGIF to you, my friend.
How you doing?
Doing very good. Had a great time last night. Yeah. At the Blackmans. Got to see a lot of church friends. Found some new listeners, Gene and other folks out there. It was great. Nothing like great wine, great food, great company. It's the perfect combination. So we already have a caller on the board, huh?
Indeed we do.
Let's go to the caller on the board, Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
How are you? You working again today?
Yeah, I am. 2 days in a row. 3 days
Man,
in a row.
Man, what's wrong with you?
Stupid. You can't fix stupid.
There you go.
Anyway, I got a question.
Sure.
I understand that our illustrious president prior to Trump signed got a bill through that said if the banks screw up, they can just take our funds.
I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought you, oh, boy. I'll have to get it to you and send it to you because what it says, you know how we bailed out the banks last time?
Yeah.
This new bill says that they can just take it from us.
I don't see how you... where did you read this?
That's why I'm calling the expert.
There you go. Where'd you read this?
Somebody sent it to me. It even had the bill number on it and everything. And it was passed while he was in office.
Send it to me. I can't imagine something like confiscation of funds.
I can't. I mean, I was going to ask you, what do we
people,
do?
Yeah, confiscation of people's money is not exactly the American way. Russia way. No. China way.
Which side you're on. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
Send it to me, Dan at danmartshow.com.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Wow, Red Top, we already got calls coming in. I like this.
We heated them up earlier, Dan.
Red Top, how are you, buddy?
Very good. Nice, warm day. Can't believe it, but I sure ain't going to complain. Better grab onto this guy.
Yeah, because the rain, it is a-coming.
Oh, it is. The more I watch this situation with the... airliner that was shot down by the Iranians. I wanted to ask you guys your opinion on this. I'm getting more of the impression Iran was expecting a full retaliation from the United States. And that would have given them a great out to blame the United States for the plane coming down. But the more I look at it, the quieter they are, I get the feeling they thought we were going to hit back hard.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right.
And this may have really put the biggest kink in their plans ever. I can't believe these people would be ruthless enough to shoot an airliner down, but I can't help but feel they were shocked that Donald Trump held back. Is that the way you think?
Well, I think what happened, and I was watching part of the news coverage because I was flipping back and forth between Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, and MSNBC at one point said, this city is on high alert. There's nobody's asleep. Everybody's up expecting a response from the U.S. And I think what they were is at a high alert. They saw an airplane. They go, damn, airplane, shoot it out. And they did.
Wow. I am still so heartbroken by this, and I'm not even Iranian. I cannot
You're not?
Believe.
That's not what your mom said.
We're all part of each other. That's for
there
sure.
You go.
Because we are all a family, whether everybody likes their relatives or not. But that's nothing new on this planet, is it, gentlemen?
There you go.
Y'all have a good weekend. I'll be listening tight. So let's go. Roll Tide, go Trump.
There you go, big guy. Thanks. 272-9228, a couple of things here, housekeeping issues. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice, and therefore increasing your odds of getting selected. I don't think there are many people in here today.
Not many this week.
So, but just don't jam us up at the end of the show. We do not like that. It takes us off game. You know, just kind of sprinkle it in. Say hi. Talk to me. Don't just ask to be put in there. Don't be a greedy caller. Be a nice caller. Alabama lawmakers look at another teacher pay raise. Now, let me kind of set this up as she gets into this story. You're going to hear about a teacher pay raise in 2018. You hear about a teacher pay raise in 2019. And then they're talking about one in 2020. To give you kind of a number to think about, teachers back in 2018, average the normal teacher coming in as a salary was $37,000. With these two raises, because of compounding, that is now worth $40,000. That's basically an 8% increase from 2008. Wow. And now they're talking about a raise on top of that. Love teachers, but this isn't going to solve any problem at all. Listen in.
Alabama ranks 37th when it comes to the amount of money we pay our teachers. That's according to a 2018 survey by the Alabama Education Association. State lawmakers are again talking about whether to give teachers another pay raise in the upcoming legislative session. Our political reporter Lydia Nussbaum takes a closer look.
Hard work and long hours make up part of a teacher's day. And lawmakers are talking about another pay raise.
When we get into the session and we really start to talk about what are the budget capacities, capabilities, and priorities, I'm certain that a teacher pay raise will be on the table.
The governor said in December, with the state's poor test scores, other education reforms need to become the focal point rather than just focusing on a pay raise. But Ivy said Thursday she supports a raise.
But we've got some issues that I need teachers' help with as well, because our scores are just not acceptable. So
I'll pay you more than
in favor of a pay raise, too. We'll be looking at that. We hadn't finished our budgets yet.
State lawmakers have already passed several teacher pay raises in the past. In 2018, they passed a 2.5% teacher pay raise.
Yeah.
And in 2019, they passed a 4% teacher pay raise. One lawmaker on the budget committee says he's heard reports of a possible recession.
And of course, we have our challenges in making sure that we can sustain whatever pay raise is potentially given.
The legislative session begins in February.
Now, one of the education reforms the governor would like to see passed includes Amendment 1. It will be on the ballot for voters in March. It would make the State Board of Education an appointed position by the governor instead of an elected position by the people of Alabama. Mark.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lydia. By the way, starting teachers in Alabama with bachelor's degree receive a base salary of $40,000.
$40,000 got cut off. That was not me. That was them. Okay. So what do you guys think? First of all, so it was $37,000 in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was actually less than 2 years ago. And did you hear him say, and we are number 37 in paying a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what they don't put in there? They don't put their retirement in there. They don't put in the contribution for medical.
Health care.
I have clients that are teachers that are in Georgia, South Carolina, and also Mississippi and Texas. What happened, let me give you Georgia, for example. You go in and you want retirement, you know what you do? You put it in your retirement account. They match a portion of it, but it's nothing, nothing like you put in Alabama. We put in a tiny amount, and then you get payment for the rest of your life, guaranteed, not to mention health insurance.
So we still have defined benefit here in the state, whereas other places have defined contribution.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that is such a wrong-minded way of looking at it. And get rid of that damn number, folks. That's felonious. It is wrong. It is mischaracterization. That is an AEA talking point. When you add in what they get for retirement and you add in contributions for medical, they are way up there. Way up there. In 2018, 2019, 2020, and you're already at 8% from 2018?
I had the same thought as you. It's like, wait, our scores are underperforming. Let's put it in
mind. Okay. How about doing this, Governor? Why don't you say, if you bring the scores up, then we'll give you an additional $10,000. Then you've got cause and effect.
The one sensible thing I heard there was from a Democrat, Rod Scott, saying, if we do this, it better be sustainable. He's got a point.
Exactly. Well, Jay Love, you said that was our problem, is that Hank the Bank would go in and spend money and knew we were going to go into proration, but he'd go ahead and spend it anyhow, go into proration, and then it's me, the sky is falling. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary G. Gary G., welcome aboard the Damar Show. How say you today?
I'm fabulous, Dan. It's happy Friday to both you and Joy.
Happy Friday.
I've enjoyed your show so far.
it's only 7 minutes old. No, go ahead.
Well, I got 21 minutes.
There you go.
I got two kids or children that are educators in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they're administrators. And I don't see how they do it. Their student loan never gets satisfied according towards the percentage of the money that they're paid. I think they're entitled to a pay raise. In fact, I would subsidize some of my pay to see that they got more. And whatever that has to be it taxation, be it a one-time donation, be it whatever. But some educators get the raw deal. They're both in a magnet school, so that kind of weeds out some of the weedlings. But still, I don't see how their pay for the amount of education. They both have masters. I don't see how they can ever equal out.
Wait, they're both headmasters of a magnet school. How much are their student loans?
Whatever it was back in the 80s, Dan, I couldn't tell you. It was a lot. But
they paid off now.
Oh, sure. But you got to think, how much will they make?
So wait a minute. I'm not sure what your argument is. So they had student loans. They were able to pay it off. They obviously were able to pay it off from what they were earning as a teacher. But I'm not. They weren't 9 months out of the year.
Hold on. Now they did it with the help of a husband too.
Okay.
They're both married with kids.
Okay. Well, look. Let me tell you. Because somebody makes a good or a bad decision concerning loans and benefit analysis, that's their deal. I mean, I have counselors that I've taken in under a mercy case that have $100,000 worth of student loans and they make $32,000 a year. Now,
never can pay it off.
Exactly. And that was a dumb decision on their part. But what we do is we try to reconcile that the best we can.
I understand your argument there. But as far as the argument of the teachers deserving a pay raise, yeah, I think they do.
Okay. Again, well, that's your opinion.
Again,
that's not going to change the trajectory of what we're doing as a state in education.
That is so right, because our numbers are so tainted to the bottom side. And is it the educators? Is that the real reason?
No, I'll tell you what it is. Well, it's several things. Number one, it's who is walking through the door of the school that you're teaching in. And the people that are walking through the door have not been taught anything at home. They don't have any basic understanding. So when they get up to third grade and you have to do critical thinking in fourth grade, particularly on math and science, they don't have a clue because they can't think like that. They're not built like that because they didn't get those building blocks that they needed.
Amen. I'm in full agreement. Total agreement. I don't think we should blame the educators. I believe
another component of that is you've got some educators out there that are pretty bad. They cannot even speak the King's English, and they're teaching English. I was asked to speak at a class, high school class, Jeff Davis, my old alma mater. This was a while back, too. And I was going to speak to their government class. These people were in government class in 11th grade, and they did not know the three branches of government.
And they couldn't understand you when you were probably speaking to them.
Well, I don't know about that. My King's English is much better than theirs.
Yeah, that's what because you're so fluent with your English that they couldn't understand it. Without, I'm kind of mixed about the teachers not deserving a pay raise.
If you want to give them merit pay raises based on accomplishments, I'm all about that.
All for it.
I'm all for that. Do not give a blanket raise to 13,000 people because they have the word teacher next to their name. Thanks, Gary G. I got to go. I'm late. Got to go to a break. Wayne, coming back to you. Others, right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I'm a long-time listener, the first-time caller.
All right. Well, wait a minute, Wayne. Let's get your month and day of birth so we can get you in on the drawing.
You got me. 5'9".
5'9". Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Right now, at the moment, I'm driving for a trucker right now. I've done a lot of things in my life, but I'm a trucker right now. Drove out of Montgomery. I'm going to Calera right now.
Are you long haul or short haul?
Oh, short haul. I'm home every day.
That's good.
I did over the road. I delivered to Dollar General for, about a year, and I decided I wanted to get home every day. I got back home.
I'm glad to hear that. How long have you been listening to the show?
Probably as long as you've been. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh when he was on 1440 on AM.
Oh wow!
That many. And I've been listening to talk radio. My kids are grown up now. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to Joey one time on his show, and I kid my son, my daughter's 34, my other one's 32, and I got a 23-year-old too. But I was calling about the things in the school.
Please.
I mean, why is it that the teachers don't have to take tests? Why is it that they get to their tenure, they're just about guaranteed they never can get fired or whatever, and it just doesn't make no sense to why they can't test them every once in a while to, you know, find out if they're teaching or getting their teaching them correctly.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
the fact that they wouldn't do teacher testing, which, by the way, Georgia does do teacher testing. They do a result pool also. But it is, you know, they want the money, but then I don't think they're willing to do the things that it takes to get there. And remember, we're talking $40,000 right now for 9 months' worth of work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I understand that part. I mean, they do have to work sometimes in the summertime. Some of them do. But, I mean, they should be tested. I just don't understand the logic behind that. So that
I'm with you.
They're teaching the kids that they need to, what they need to learn.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm totally with you on that. It's, you know, do some kind of results-oriented. I mean, there are a lot of things, but I can tell you right now, results are not going to change by giving someone income, extra incomes, because if that were the case, then from 2018, 2019, we should be seeing results in 2020, or at least in 2019, and then we can go, aha, see, we gave them a raise and we got better results. Well, wait for the results. Don't just give them the raise.
Yeah. I mean, my kids, they didn't, you know, make best grades in the world, but they did their work. I mean, my wife was a stay-at-home mother, and, I mean, I worked all the time. And she just made sure that they came home to not an empty house. But and my last one, my youngest one, we homeschooled him after he got out of third grade. And, I mean, he had more friends than the other two did his whole life. And he's a very loving kid. He's 23 years old and married now. And I just don't understand it. I mean, I took my son out of school because what was going on with the system. And he was even in a private school. We couldn't afford the private school anymore, so took him out and put him in homeschool, which, I mean, he's got a good job now, and him and his wife got good jobs. And they live in Troy. And, I mean, all three of my kids are out of Montgomery. I'm sorry to say, but they're out of Montgomery. I mean, I just...
How about this? Why are they out of Montgomery?
Because of just everything in Montgomery. It's just they don't have, I live in Montgomery. I really can't move out right now, but plans are to try to move out. And I'm getting up to that age I'm up in age now, but we do want to move out.
You're talking to an old man here. You're talking to an old man. You can't do that to me, though.
Well, I mean, you're not that much older than me, I'm sure.
I don't know. Eh? Yep. I'm pretty old. Wayne, I tell you what, I've got your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. We're going to do that drawing today between 2:30 and 2:45. Have you ever been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I, we love going there. And I listen to the show all the time. I know what time you're going to do the drawing.
Outstanding.
I just wanted to talk to you a few minutes. You just talked about something that I'm passionate about and just don't understand. It just irritates me every time I think about it. I have enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it. Listen in and seeing the words of Milton McGregor, you can be a winner too. Jason S. and Robert, coming back to you after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
Hey, my name is Jeannie, and I moved my mother to Angels for the Elderly 3 years ago after caring for her in my home for 6 years, and I just thought no one could take care of her like I could, but Angels actually does more than I ever could. Angels for the Elderly is honoring each person as the unique child of God they are, and I just couldn't ask for more of a blessing than that.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's going to hand over the articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter today, she accuses Senator Mitch McConnell for delays, saying he's stonewalling a fair trial. The president tweeting today, she'll go down as perhaps the least successful speaker in U.S. history. New sanctions for Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin at the White House. Secretary Pompeo.
There's no doubt in my judgment, as I observed the Iranian activity in the region that night, they had the full intention of killing U.S. Forces, whether that was our military folks or diplomatic folks who were in the region.
Treasury Secretary Mnuchin.
There's no question by cutting off the economics to the regime, we are having an impact.
And on Wall Street, the Dow hitting 29,000 for the first time ever on Wall Street. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No severe weather today. That'll come tomorrow. Today, a high temperature up to about 73. Windy later on today and tonight. Wind gusting as high as 30, 35 miles per hour. Risk of a shower later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow, a significant severe weather risk, level 3 on a 5 scale, with widespread damaging wind gusts possible in some of the storms. Embedded tornadoes are possible. A few strong tornadoes can't be ruled out. For most of us, the primary threat hours begin around noon and continue through, let's say, early evening. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your area, plus a lot more, our interactive radar and live streaming. Tomorrow's high 76 from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason S. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon. Joe, if you don't mind, my birthday is 12-1. Put me into the drawing.
Okay.
And, you know, we the people pay the salaries through our taxes for these teachers. And I'm just tired of this one-size-fits-all mentality of let's just give them a raise and that'll help improve education, because it has not worked. So I think the first thing that we probably need to do is let's get rid of tenure and weed out some of these teachers that are not performing. And I don't mind as far as teacher pay, you know, the sky being the limit, but let's base that according to what you produce as far as your test scores and your students. And I don't mind paying extra in my taxes for a teacher that is producing good results, because that's the teacher I want teaching my kids and I want teaching my grandkids. But until we're 37th in pay and we're about 48th, 49th in what we produce, I think there's a little bit of a problem with that. So until we can produce a better product, then I don't think we need to look at the pay. The pay is, I don't think is the problem.
Jason, you hit the nail right on the head. I will swap teacher pay raise for getting rid of tenure, in that everybody is on a three-year system. In other words, every 3 years, your contract is renewed. And if a school system decides not to renew you, that's because they don't think you're a good teacher. If you decide to go somewhere else, that's up to you. And it's an open market.
Yeah, but let's say that you're a teacher and you're teaching math, and all your students as a collective are in the top 10% nationwide. Well, yes, let's pay this teacher more money. And matter of fact, let's slide my kids into that teacher's class and come to me and ask me for more tax money. Yeah, that's fine. I'm seeing the results.
Yeah, the problem is, I wish it worked that way. I wish you could take a really good teacher and take a classroom of kind of average kids and make them super, super good by giving them a real good teacher. You can make them better, but you're not going to make them super good. You've got to be able to change what they call pairing, where you pair the right kids in areas where they're paired together and they're working together and they're operating at the same level. One of the biggest problems we have in school is you go to the lower end of the scale of learning to what the quality is in the classroom, and that is a real problem in education. So the real smart kids are sitting there just bored out of their minds.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be done to improve, but let's just start moving down the road of improvement to begin with, instead of this same status quo of we've got tenure and the solution is teacher needs more money. No, let's get the teaching up to the 37th, as far as 37th in our rank in the nation, and then we'll start talking about money.
Bingo. You're spot on, buddy. Spot on. Jason, I got your name in for the drawing.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. Let me go to the phones. Let's go to Robert. Robert, we're more than Dan Moore Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, Joey. Dan.
Hey.
Dan. 929.
929. Our buddy Robert.
Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
So everything y'all spoke of earlier, you got to understand, I was in the system, right?
Right. I remember.
We don't work 9 months out of the year. They work 7 months out of the year.
Yeah.
You're scheduled for nine, but you throw in all the holidays and the 560-day leave with pay, 1 month is eating up on holidays, because you get 2 weeks for Christmas, you get a week for Thanksgiving, and you get all the holidays. That 1 month is gone. What other job pay you $40,000 for 7 months out of the year?
That's spot on. I've totally forgot about that. That's why. And don't forget spring break.
Yeah, spring break. And we get all the holidays. Don't miss one. Okay, the next thing is, the teacher was getting paid to do exactly what y'all said on their performance. It came out of a government grant. But that was Atlanta got caught. Remember all those people went to jail in Atlanta for giving their brothers the bonus check?
Yeah, they're fixing the test.
Right. But the teacher gets the check. I was in the system where the teacher was getting $3,000 and $4,000 bonus checks. And the same teacher was getting them back to back, and it discouraged the other teachers. So when you discourage the other teachers, they stop teaching. So let's pay them what they're supposed to get paid according to the scale. But we got to understand, not only that, the teachers took all the volunteers out of the school because that was their extra money. The volunteers cannot head up a team in more non-contact sport. English teachers coaching basketball for extra pay. You took away all the help from the community. We had people that came in and gave their hard blood and sweat to help these kids out, but when they found out the teachers can get the extra money, they cut all that out. Then, like you said, bad finances. They get out of school, first thing they buy is a $50,000 car.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that BMW or that Lexus. that $1,500, and then they move out there to a house called $300,000 or $400,000. That's $1,500 a month out of your pay right there. Well, they make the money, Dan. I was satisfied with what I was making. It's just the place I was at, I had to travel so far. That's why I came back to Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I live out of my means. I'm not asking these people to give me no money. Let me earn my money.
Robert, you're spot on, buddy, as usual. Robert, I want you to have a great day listening in for your drawing, okay? Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Don. Don, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
You doing all right?
I'm doing great, Don. And you?
Doing pretty good. I think the biggest answer is going to be do away with that tenure bull crap. Because you go in these schools, and you can tell the difference in the teachers that's tenured and the ones that's not. I don't think a pay raise is going to change for the way, you know, these tests and all that go. I just don't think that's the right answer.
I think you're right. I think you're spot on. And yeah, let me tell you something. Once they get tenured in, once they pass the 3-year mark, and then they get tenured in, then it falls apart after that.
Yep, because you can go in these schools. You know, I can go to my little girl's school, and you can tell the ones that's tenured just by the way they carry themselves. They just ain't got a care in the world. They dare to make that easy eight and go to the house.
There you go. Thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I appreciate you. I want you to have a great weekend. May have to have some oysters today. Let's go to Ron. Ron, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Ron?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind today, buddy?
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Outstanding. Give me your month and day of birth.
627.
627. Now, you sound a little faint here. We've got you in for the drawing. How long have you been listening to the show?
I moved to Alabama in 01. Can you hear me?
I can. Where'd you move from?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas. Were you in the military out there?
Yes, sir. I spent 24 years in the Air Force.
I tell you, San Antonio is a great town, great city.
It is.
Love the Riverwalk.
Yeah, oh boy, that is beautiful down there.
And the Meggers Hotel and the Sunday brunch that they have there, ooh.
Oh, and then you go to them Mexican restaurants.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I had a friend of mine who invited me there for Christmas, and he had a pontoon boat all decorated with Christmas lights, and you go down the river and see all the lights and everything. It was great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to comment on a comment that you just had a few minutes ago about the education level of the kids that you have to teach to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want them to get bored. I did a lot of teaching while I was in the Air Force, and the first thing I would always do would be ask some questions, get to know the students, and I can tell by their education level, and then I would teach to the level that they're at. Some of them are very intelligent, some of them are not, so you'd have to find a happy medium. But I don't think these teachers I live in Elmore County, in Millbrook, and I don't think these teachers here give a rat's behind about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're only doing, whatever their synopsis is or whatever they're teaching from is required of them. And I feel that the teachers need to go above and beyond that situation. So that's my 2 cents worth. Sir, have a great weekend, and we'll all keep our heads down and pray that everything's okay.
Ron, I want you to listen in. When do we do the drawing?
You do it in the afternoon between 2:30 and 3, and it's at that great, beautiful market.
Sweet Creek Farm Market on 231.
Yes, sir.
Listen in. We're going to do that drawing in 2:30 to 2:45, okay?
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ron, for calling. Appreciate you. Jenny, coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Baby, hold him tight, you know. You've been pushing. not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jenny. Jenny, thanks for being so patient with me.
Always.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
I know someone that is a teacher at BrewTech.
Mm-hmm.
He started out in teaching elementary school and worked his way up. And ran into the problem that the Montgomery school system is pretty much controlled by the Pearls and the it's a sorority.
Okay.
That's what runs the Montgomery school system.
Yeah, it really is a patronism system through the central office.
Yeah. And, it's been pretty much known for a long, long time that one of the universities here in Montgomery is a... for a education diploma.
Right. Yeah, and here's something I don't like, is that we treat a degree from Harvard the same way we treat a degree from Alabama State University. Is if you have a master's, you have a master's. They don't look at the elevation of that master's, how good of a school you went to. And therefore, that's one of the biggest reasons, by the way, they don't want to do a competency test. Because I do not believe they could pass them.
Well, probably. My son got his master's from an education from AUM. He got his undergrad degree from Troy, and then got his master's from AUM. And there was one class that only ASU offered that he had to have. And he said, Mom, it was like a high school class. He said it was that easy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, are you still there?
I am.
He works diligently because this is the career path that he chose. And so you know, I just want to get in on the thing again. I'm going to try to win.
You're going to try to win, Jenny? Jenny, I'm running out of time. Give me a month and day of birth.
12/19.
You're in, girl. Listen in. We'll do that drawing at 2:30, 2:45. Let me go to Crawdad. Crawdad, we don't have much time, but I'd like to fit you in here.
Thank you, Dan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When I graduated, I looked at going back and possibly getting the AA certificate, and it looked like a lot of hoops to jump through. But that having been said, with all the hoops that you have to jump through to get a teaching credential in Alabama, you would think that all of our teachers would be highly competent at what they do.
Now, let me tell you, that is full employment for Alabama schools, the way our credential. You can be a Harvard graduate.
Uh-huh.
You can be a Vanderbilt graduate with honors, and you cannot teach in Alabama unless you have a teacher certification from an Alabama education facility.
I ran into that at AUM when I was told, I asked the dean of education what all it would take, and it was like, well, you know, about 18 months, go back and learn how to be a teacher.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. I mean, Dick Brubaker is a history major from Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
He could not, and he did really well. He is, if you've ever heard him speak on history, he is outstanding.
He used to teach.
He used to teach out at Montgomery Academy some, but and the students loved him because he was magical in the way he did it. They would not let him teach in Montgomery Public Schools.
Yeah, that's what I was running into because I love the sciences, and we really needed sciences.
Yeah.
Listen, I haven't ever asked to be in your drawing, but
you're not going to get in this time. No, just kidding. Yeah. Crawdad, give me a month and day of birth, buddy.
1/8.
You got it. Your name's in. When do we do that drawing?
Between 2:30 and 3.
2:45.
Thank you, sir.
Crawdad, look forward to it. Have a great day. I'm glad you called. Bob, Ron, Sam, all the others, hang on for me. I want to hear what each and every one of you have to say today. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.